for more talk now. This is MTN.
All right, 45 after on a Monday. And from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's time for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Joining me today, Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Steve, from beautiful downtown Lansing.
Well, good to have you here. Listen, I've got a pile of letters here, and they tend to stack up on me a little bit. And I want to know if you would mind going through a couple letters from the listeners here. Notes, I should say, emails, not really letters. You know, it's modern here at the program, as you well know. Emails, we're right on top of it, Rich, if you don't mind.
Can do.
All right, so here's the first one. Honestly, they all want to know if we're ever going to fix the road. So Jack in Kalamazoo wrote this. Steve, they all make the promises every year it's something new, but nothing ever seems to happen. Will they ever fix the roads? I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that's Jack listening to WKMI in Kalamazoo. Well, are they ever going to fix the roads in this state?
Yes.
That's
the
it.
The challenge is that it's really an ongoing process, and I think sometimes feel like fixing the roads is it's a destination. It's a place you can go and check in and stay for a while. And the fact is that we're a cold northern industrial state. Michigan was one of the first states in the country to develop the interstate highway system. So we do have a surprising number of roads and bridges that are beyond their planned useful life. Right now we're playing catch up, but it is one of those jobs, kind of like mowing the lawn in the summer. It's never really done. It can look nice for a while, and then you have to do it again. But I really do believe there will be another major breakthrough in this legislative session. As we talk with senators and representatives, there are very few people in Lansing who are going to report to work this week at the Capitol building saying the roads are just fine and we don't need to do anything. And so I think the budget process is going to pick up. And yes, I do believe that we'll make major progress this year in fixing the roads.
All right. And as we talk about that, before the folks in Lansing took a break, there was a proposal put forward by the governor to raise gas tax by 45 cents. I can tell you not much support for that, or even raising gas tax by 5 cents for that matter. Tina lives in Flint, and she wrote me, it's been a week now at least. I already work two jobs. One is a long drive about 30 miles each way. I cannot afford to pay more. Why are they talking about raising gas taxes again? Why are they doing this? And so here's a woman who says she's working a couple of jobs. Obviously, as we know, people don't like the road condition, but when it comes to paying more, they don't seem to like that either. So we're kind of caught in a vice here. What do you think the answer is?
Well, some of that is human nature. There's an old saying, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that fellow behind the tree. I think there are a lot of people who would like to fix the roads and have someone else pay for it. The truth is that we're all in this together, employees and employers. We're very mindful of the high cost of owning and operating a vehicle. So we have preferred user fees here at the Michigan Chamber because under our state constitution, if the legislature raises motor fuel taxes or motor vehicle registration fees, that revenue increase can't be diverted. It has to be spent on transportation. It can't be diverted to prisons or welfare or something else. I do think that, especially in the Senate's very mindful of the concern expressed by your listener, and that's why they have focused on lowering the high cost of auto insurance first. If you've got to drive 30 miles each way to work, chances are you're paying a fair amount in auto insurance too. And if we can reduce the high cost of auto insurance by 25% or 33%, or at the Michigan Chamber, I testified before the Senate in favor of a 50% reduction, I think that'll help offset any cost increase if we have to invest more to fix the roads.
And that
so
answers,
some of these issues go together.
Sure, that absolutely does, because Mike up in Levering was asking why we're jumping to more than $200 per vehicle on that catastrophic care fee. So I think you answered that already. But moving to a new topic, because all of those things are sort of related, the roads, the gas taxes, the vehicle fees, it's all the high cost of getting to and from work or wherever you're going, and people are concerned about that in Michigan. But something else they're concerned about, and maybe it's only the people in the UP that write me letters, but I've got, let me see here, is it Tina? Alice sent me a note from Marquette, a grandmother on a fixed income, and she's worried because of this whole argument back and forth about Line 5 that it's going to cause her cost of heating her house up every winter is going to go up because of this ongoing battle now. It looked like we were on a path to fix Line 5. Suddenly that's been derailed, and she has expressed a concern that it will impact her pocketbook, and being on a fixed income, of course, she's concerned about that. What are your thoughts?
Well, Steve, we agree and share that concern. At the Michigan Chamber, although we're headquartered in Lansing, we are a true statewide organization with a large number of members in northern Michigan and the UP, and everyone who lives and works in the Upper Peninsula should be very concerned about energy policy. Line 5 is essential to provide homeowners and businesses in the Upper Peninsula with the propane they need to operate during a cold fall and long winter months. So we were on track to move forward. The Attorney General has issued a highly questionable opinion. We don't think that that opinion is correct, but it stands until it's challenged in the courts. I know from talking with the good people at Enbridge that all they really want to do is to move forward. Their question is, who can they work with to invest over $500 million at their expense to solve this problem, to get Line 5 out of the Great Lakes, to continue energy supplies to northern Michigan and
sure.
UP. So we're working with the governor and legislative leaders. I think we have to move away from reckless AG opinions to responsible governing, and that'll be one of the key issues we're working on now that the legislature's back in session. If we go forward with replacing Line 5 with a state-of-the-art tunnel 100 feet below the lake bed in solid rock, that will be one of the largest construction projects in northern Michigan.
Good for business.
Since the building of the Mackinac Bridge. It's essential
sure.
that we keep our state moving forward.
If you've got a question for Rich Studley, I like this, send a note to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com, drop a note. Rich is here, or somebody from the Chamber on Mondays when we can get him here. We get Rich Studley here, the president and CEO of the Chamber. Rich, great job, and people have lots of questions, I'm sure. Again, stevegruber.com, the place to drop me a note and say, hey, for the Chamber, this is my question. Rich, have a great week.
You too, Steve. Take care.
There you have it.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.